Based off of Zerivin Daf Lamed Beis, the Amr of Nachman B'Shal Torah, Ein Chazaka Shliach Also Shlichus. Rav Nachman holds that the Chazaka, that the Shliach has done what he was supposed to do, cannot be relied upon when it comes to Din D'Oraisa, can only be relied upon when it comes to Din D'Rabbanan. But Rav Sheshes holds that we can rely on it even for Din D'Oraisa as well, and the Gemara brings three rayas to Rav Sheshes, that Rav Sheshes is correct. The first raya is from the Halacha of Chadash, that the Halacha is that the new grains are only mutter when the Karban Omer is brought, but someone who lives close to Yerushalayim can find out when the Karban Omer is brought, and the new grains will be mutter. But if you live very far away from Yerushalayim, you can assume from Chatzos Hayom, halfway through the day, you can assume for sure by then the Karban Omer was brought. How could you make such an assumption? It must be Chazak Shliach Shlichuso, even though Chadash is a Din D'Oraisa. So Rav Nachman says, no, it's not a good raya. Ain Bezim Esatzel. The Bezim is different. The Bezim of Kohanim, they're going to make sure that they bring the Karban on time. But every standard run-of-the-mill type of Shliach cannot be trusted that Chazak Shliach Shlichuso so on a Daraisa level. Second raya that Rav Sheshes has is Ha'isha Shiesha Le'Leda Oziva, a woman who's Tamei and has to bring Karbana. So the Mishnah says she could drop off the money in the box, in the right box in the Beis HaMikdash, and by that night already she could assume the Karban was born and that she's allowed to eat Kachim again. How could she assume anything? It's must be that it's Chazak Shliach HaShlichus, so we could assume that the Kohanim did what they were supposed to do, even though the bringing of the Karbanos is a Din Daraisa. So Rav Nachman says, nah, that's not a raya either. Ain Beis Shal Kohanim, they don't leave. They won't go home until all the money is taken care of and is used for what it's supposed to be used for. Third raya is there's a machlokas tanoim whether somebody who's invited to take a basket of fruit from a chaver has to take his own trumas or maisos, or could rely on the fact that the chaver took the trumas or maisos for you. So Rebbe holds the chaver would certainly have taken the trumas or maisos because a chaver would never feed tevel to an amarati. He would never let you violate such a terrible iser. Says no. You have to assume that the chaver would never have taken the trumas and maestros because that would be taking it wrongly. You're not supposed to take trumas and maestros shalom and amuka from produce that's not right there. So there's no way the chaver took trumas and maestros. Apparently, though, everybody would agree that if there weren't any halachic drawbacks, then you would definitely be able to assume that the chaver took the trumas and maestros. Why? Chazak shliach shlichuso. Apparently, even for a din d'oraisa, we could assume that people do what they're supposed to do. Rav Nachman doesn't think that's a good raya either. Because over there's a special chazaka. It's not just anybody, any shliach doing what he's supposed to do. It's chazaka al chaver she'ena motzi mitachas yado davar she'ena masukan. A chaver is very careful about the food that leaves his house. Make sure that other people aren't going to be nichshol in machalos asuros because of food that he's let out there into the market. Parenthetically, Ravina explains that the case of the machlokas between Rebbe and Shmuel Gamliel is when a chaver told an amaretz to take the fruit, but another chaver overheard the conversation and received some of that fruit from the amaretz. So Rebbe holds nichale lechaver delavad hu isura kalil of lo lavad amaretz isura rabba, that the chaver would rather do the smaller iser of being torim shalom and amukav rather than leave tevel for the amaretz to eat and let the amaretz do a bigger avera. Whereas Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds nichale lechaver delavad amaretz isura rabba v'iu afilu isura kalil lo lavad. No, he wants to save his own neshama. He doesn't care what the amaretz does. The amaretz can eat tevel, let the amaretz eat tevel, but he's not going to take trumas amaisros in a way that's not appropriate. The Mishnah then goes on to tell us. If a person puts his eruv tchumen in a tree that's more than 10 tvachim off the ground of the Rishas Rabbim, and he's trying to establish his makom shvisa on the ground, so it's not a valid eruv because who b'makom echad ve'eruva b'makom acher. He's in Rishas Rabbim. The airspace of Rishas Rabbim only goes up 10 tvachim. The eruv is in a Rishas Yachid, so he wouldn't be able to take his eruv to where he's trying to live, and therefore it's not a valid eruv. But if the eruv were lower than 10 tvachim off the ground, it would work. Even though normally it's asur midrabbanan to be mishtamish bi'ilan at all, to use a tree at all, but since kol davar shehu mishum shvus lo gazal ben hashmashos, using a tree is only a derabbanan, and the time you need the eruv to take effect is during ben hashmashos, so we weren't gozer any asur midrabbanan during ben hashmashos, so it's considered that you have access to the eruv at the critical time during ben hashmashos. Then daf concludes with amar rav lo shana lo bi'ilan omid chutz li'ibur shalir, that if the eruv is within 70 2/3 amos of the city, it could even be more than 10 fach off the ground in a tree, because the entire city is viewed as one giant Rishas Hayachid. In fact, even if it's beyond 70 2/3 amos, we would view the Dalet amos around the Eruv as its own Rishus Yachid, and would therefore allow an Erev that's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground anywhere within the Dalet Amos. The only case that an Erev cannot be more than 10 Tvachim off the ground is Be'ilan Hanota Chutz Li'arba Amos. If the Erev is on a branch of the tree that's more than 4 Amos away from the base of the tree where the guy wants to be Kona Shvisa, and that would not work because then the Erev is not within his Dalet Amos, and he would have to be, and would have to be moved from the Rishus Yachid to that it is in right now to the Rishus Rabim where he's trying to be Kona Shvisa, and that would obviously be problematic.